New Delhi. India has taken a critical step toward developing its most advanced stealth fighter jet, with the Defense Ministry announcing that it has approved the framework for a twin-engine fifth-generation warplane. The program is being executed by the state-run Aeronautical Development Agency, ADA, which will soon invite initial expressions of interest from domestic defense companies to build a prototype of the aircraft. The initiative comes at a time of intensifying regional tensions, just weeks after a four-day military clash between nuclear-armed neighbors India and Pakistan, which saw extensive deployment of fighter jets, drones, missiles, and artillery. The incident marked the first large-scale use of drones by both sides and has since triggered a high-stakes drone arms race across the subcontinent. The Defense Ministry underscored the urgency of strengthening India's aerial capabilities as it faces simultaneous threats from both Pakistan and China. The Indian Air Force, IAF, currently operates 31 squadrons, far below the sanctioned strength of 42, most of which rely on aging Russian and ex-Soviet aircraft. Meanwhile, China continues to rapidly modernize its air force, and Pakistan has added China's J-10, a sophisticated multi-role fighter, to its fleet. Under the new plan, India will collaborate with private firms, which can bid either independently or in joint ventures with public sector units. The move aligns with the Indian government's broader strategy to involve the private sector in defense manufacturing to accelerate production timelines and reduce over-reliance on the state-run Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, HAL. In March, a high-level defense committee had already recommended greater private participation in military aviation projects. The recommendation was prompted by mounting concerns over HAL's inability to deliver the light combat aircraft, LCA, Tejas, a 4.5-generation jet on schedule. The stealth fighter project, if executed effectively, could place India among a select group of nations capable of building indigenous fifth-generation combat aircraft, alongside the United States, Russia, and China.